Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to be here this morning. We're going to be studying the topic of hope through the scriptures. But when we get ready to open, I would like to open with Psalms 5. And Psalms 5 is about to the chief musician with flutes, a psalm of David, written by David. We start off on Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to my voice of my cry. My King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord, Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. You know, the Lord is amazing God. You know, he shows us how he blesses us, how he loves us for being faithful Christians. Now, as we get started in hope through the scriptures, I think this is an interesting study. Where does our hope come from? It comes from our risen Lord Christ Jesus. As we look through the scriptures in this message, we will see the importance of God's hope in our Christian walk. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." How great is our Lord who blesses us with his great love. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. This is faith, believing in the King of Kings without physically seeing him. Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. You see that prayer falls right in hand with hope. We have hope in Father God through his Son Jesus that our prayers will be answered. When I see God's power being released through faith, that answered prayer is just awesome. Psalms 147:11. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. When you see this psalm and it says the Lord delights, that is something we should do to please him. Proverbs 23:18. This is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Psalm 16:9. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Resting in the Lord gives us peace and much joy in our lives. I think that is so awesome when we rest in the Lord. Jeremiah 17:7, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Trusting in the Lord gives us great hope. By trusting in him, we know someday we as Christians will live with him forever and ever. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for doing this for us. Psalms 62:5-6. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. With God being our fortress, it shows us his love and protection for us all. 1 Timothy 4:10. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. Having hope in Jesus and believing is all about our walk with him. 1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. No matter how far we fall from God, he always takes you back to him and his glory. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that for us. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This passage is so powerful, telling us how God will restore us. Wow, isn't that awesome? Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this, that we who begin a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. In the scripture, Colossians 3:1-2 says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. This is so very important because Jesus, our Lord, is above all things. Being children of the Most High God, we want to be like him, because someday, as Christians, we will be with him forever and ever. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. This is amazing that the King Jesus, creator of everything, loves us so much that he will sing over us. That just amazes me. What an amazing God we have. Revelation 21:4, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Our Lord will make everything perfect for us when, on that wonderful day, we stand before him in his kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, for the great things you will do for us in the future. Lamentations 3:21-23. Get this, I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. This shows that God's mercies are new every day. Forget about the past and look ahead, because the past is forgotten by him. Totally forgotten by Christ. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. We as Christians should not be fearful. Jesus has our backs. We as Christians always need hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave all of us that have a personal relationship with Him and Him alone. The definition of hope in the Bible is to hope in God means to bind God's promises to yourself. Hope intentionally wraps His words and truth around your heart, mind, and life. That is why reading God's holy word is so very important. We all need the knowledge He gives us through His word as we walk this earth as Christians, showing, sharing, and teaching it to the lost world we live in. As we share Jesus, all we can do is hope and pray that those people will listen and take to heart what the Bible says. When that powerful seed is planted in their hearts, their salvation in Christ Jesus can happen. One way to look at hope is knowing that God is the source and reason for our hope. Five reasons for hope. Hope because God hears you. Hope because God has mercy on you. Hope because God speaks to you. Hope because God will return for you. And hope because God will finish the work He began in you. Hope can be summed up in this. Do you know and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Have you cried out to Him with all your heart and asked Him to forgive you of all of your sins? This is so important. Let me ask you a couple questions here. Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever hated anyone? What does God say about you? He says you are a thief, liar, and murderer. But there's great news. Jesus Christ died for us to have that personal relationship. He died on the cross. He was totally God and totally man. When you repent before Jesus of your sins, you are white as snow before Father God and Jesus the Christ. You know, one thing you can do if you're unsure of your salvation, of your faith, read this to heart. John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." You do not want to be a might be saved person. Accept Jesus, for today is a day of salvation. We are not promised tomorrow. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful that You've allowed me to present Your holy word to our coffee shop members. Thank You so much for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.